Turn with me, if you will, to the book of 1 John. Fourth chapter, 1 John. When you find it, say amen.
Amen.
Now go to the seventh verse. Fourth chapter, 1 John. Reading through 11. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. Again, Lord, we come, thanking you, Father, and asking, Lord, that you fill us, O Father, with the words, Lord, that's needed here this morning. We pray, Father, that you would anoint these lips. O God, that your message would come straight from you. We ask you, Father, to be with each of us, that we might have an ear to hear what the Spirit says unto us. We ask this in your precious and holy name. Amen. The message this morning, as you might have guessed, is love. Love one another. We sometimes lose track of love through the pressures of time, through the daily routines that we get caught up in, through the demands that daily life puts upon us, we sometimes kind of slip. And we don't really get back to the basics. You know, Christ said to love one another, that all the commandments hinge on this one, love. And I was thinking as we watch the crazy televisions and we go to the stores and do all this, that, and the other thing, and if you go in and you run across some people's and you can actually see the love of God just coming forth, bursting forth out of these people. They're so willing to extend themselves to you. Whether you're shopping, whether they're working on your car, or whatever it might be. But they are so willing just to give them themselves to you. And it's so good. It gives you such a warm feeling. And it gives you a trust in these people. It gives you something that really they didn't have to do, because sometimes you'll run across that one that's had a bad day, we might say, and it doesn't know this love in their heart. And they come up and they say, you want something? Yeah. You want something? Yeah, I'm looking for it. Well, there it is. Just go on up to the register, they'll check you out. You've run across those kind of people that's had a bad day, that doesn't know this love. But oh, how much better it is for that person to take you and explain everything about it that they can, and make you feel like that, well, you are important to them, that talking to you is important. You know, back when I was working, as John probably can remember, and Cindy, I don't know, I can't remember, but I know I worked for you several times.
But it was always, I liked to make the people feel a part of what I was doing for them, that they were a part of it, not fix it and get it, you know. And it paid off. For in the years that I worked doing that kind of work, I never had but just a very few complaints. Very, very few. We had a new manager come in our store and in our service department. And he came to me one day and he said, I don't understand it. He said, it's amazing. He said, I've been here now for X number of years. And he said, I haven't heard one complaint. I haven't heard anybody complain. He said, that's amazing. And I told him, I said, well, when you do your very best, give it all you've got, do the very best that you can, people don't complain. They don't. Love. Love can be found in many places. You know, watching this silly crazy, you know, watch the ball game this week?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I bet you're sitting right there in front of them, that old tuba, watching these guys running up and down. Do you know what? They make millions of dollars for chasing a little football up and down the field, trying to kill each other. Yeah, they're making big bucks out of that. Yeah, they are. And I was thinking, every one of them guys on that line when they're playing this football, I'm going to kill him. Mean, nasty, you know, I'm going to try to kill him. And they do their very best to put him out of commission. That one that's on the opposite side. They try to hate. Yes, hate is generated up in those people on the line. But when he falls down, injured, on the ground, everybody says, oh, poor fella. Wonder what happened to him. Yeah. Wonder what happened to him. Very late. You see, we have mixed emotions. If we was on that line, we'd be the same way. We'd be trying to kill him, knock him. But we really didn't mean to kill him. Just injure him real good so he can't play.
That's it. Just breaks up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, folks, that's just how quickly your emotions can change. We can be here in the church, we can be the lovingest people that you ever see. We can go around, shake hands, and we can hug one another and say, I love you, and wish you well, and all that. And we can go outside this door, and when someone runs that red light and about crashes, we're ready to jump right on them and get them by the neck and choke them up good. Yeah, we are. We can change in a hurry. We can. And there's not a one of us sitting in here that doesn't do that. Yeah. Sometimes that love that God gave us, I don't work with, but it kind of gets behind us, doesn't it? And we can't see. How many of us, when these things happen to us and people cut us off, or that one in the store gives us a bad time, or this, that, and the other thing, when things don't go just right, how many of us look up and say, thank you, Lord, for this person that done this to me? We don't. We say, I'd like to choke them. Yes, we want vengeance, don't we? We do. But that's not what God said. He said, love your enemies. Yes, those that would treat you bad, those that would go against the grain, love them. Love them. We was talking in Sunday school about the difference between protesting and praying. Yes. We can stand up and we can talk negatively about all these people that's going against God, that's trying to destroy all the Christian in the country, take all the mentions of Christ out. We can talk about them, we can stand up and we can protest and we can make a lot of noise, and all it does is make them madder. Yes. All it does is make the situation worse. When we would be on our knees at an altar of prayer and give it to God and let the power of the Holy Spirit work on them rascals, then you'll see things change. No. Christ knew. When he was here, he knew the way that the world was going. It was happening then. He knew that the love of the world is changing. Yes, if you can hand out gifts, food, anything to a person, they'll love you for it. But boy, if you can't, they'll turn on you in a minute. Christ, he came to this earth to give of the very best. He came to give us salvation. It wasn't here before him. There was no forgiveness. There was no salvation. But God knew that we needed a Savior. Because we are not able to keep ourselves out of sin. We're not able to control that person that is ready to retaliate at a moment's notice. Temper, we call it?
Yes.
And I'm your worst. You'll. We'll debate that. But it can happen. And when we begin to feel like, well, I don't know, we start getting hot in the ears or something, and we just want to take it out on somebody, then old Satan comes along and he edges it on.
Yeah. Get it. Don't let him do that to you.
He'll push you on. He'll push you to a point that you'll explode and you'll sin. Yes. He'll push you to that point that you just blowed up. And after you have done this, and after it's all passed by, you look back and say, oh God, what did I do? What did I do? How come I did this? How come I let old Satan get the best of me? How come I done this? When I seen him coming at me, I should have said, get deep behind me, Satan. Yes, get back there. Belong, you don't belong in front of me. Help me, Lord, to overcome the situation.
Yeah.
You see, God knew we needed help. We need help this morning. Every one of us sitting in this room this morning, we need help. We cannot make it on our own. And as the days pass, as we progress toward the end, it's getting worse and worse and worse. You will be tempted, you will be tried greater in the near future than you have ever been in your life. Because time is short, Satan is trying himself, he's on a rampage. Keep hold of Jesus Christ. And say, get thee behind me, Satan. Keep your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. That's the song we sing. Yes. You see? He knew. And to pay that penalty, how hard it must have been for God to send forth his only begotten Son for a bunch of sinners, for a bunch of disobedient people. a bunch of people that crucified. Mean, nasty. How hard it must have been for him to say, son, they need help. Go. And he sent his only begotten son that we might have salvation. He took upon himself those sins that we do. He made it possible for us to talk to him. Yes, he took the whole load. And he still does today. Yes, those times when we fail, and we don't do that, we say, Lord, forgive me. You know, the sinners, those that don't know Christ, that don't know this great love that we're talking about, when they retaliate to what somebody has done to them, when they get back at the person that has offended them, they gloat about it. They go back and say, yeah, well, I got him, didn't I? I got even. I got even. But the Christian, those that know Jesus Christ and his love, says, forgive them. Forgive them. But they really don't know what they're doing. You know, I'm going to tell this one anyhow. She probably won't like it, but I'm going to tell it anyhow. Going down the mall one night, and I went back around the back way. Anyhow, somehow or another, I got cut off or something. I don't really know what happened. But anyhow, poor that guy get out of that truck and he laid me out. Oh, did he? He just got all over me just like ugly on an ape. And he called me everything probably that there was in the book. And she was sitting there, she was praying. Yeah, she was, because she knew me. You know, I'm going after him. But God intervened. And he's standing there. When he got done, I said, well, may God bless you. And what did he say? He does. Well, needless to say, I know that he had to think about that for a while. Yes, I could have come back and I could have let my feelings out. Might even went up and took a crack at him. But what good would that have done? It would have only caused more hate, more troubles. When I said, well, may God bless you, it dug him a curve. Yes. When these people that you meet out there does these things, when that person in the store say, you want something? And they say, well, there it is on the wall. Take it if you want. When you get done with them, you just might look at them and say, well, you have a good day, and may God bless you. And watch what happens. Yes. Let the Lord touch that heart. That's something they're going to have to think about. Yes. If you retaliate, and you say, well, I'm going to talk to the manager about you. What good would that do? Not a bit. Yes, it's hard. It is the hardest thing in the world for us to say, get thee behind me, Satan. It's natural to retaliate. You take a swing at me, I'm going to swing back. That's your first impulse. Christ could have done this. When he was hanging there on that cross, when he was whipped, when they put the thorn on his head, when he was lashed on the back, he could have looked and he could have said, they ain't worth it. They ain't worth it. But he didn't. Because he knew we needed it.
We need Jesus Christ.
If you have nothing, not a penny, ragged clothes, shoes with holes in the feet, the bottom. If you have nothing, and you have Jesus Christ, you've got it all.
If you own the biggest house in Clarksburg, got the biggest bank account,
got all the money that you could possibly do, got a Mercedes-Benz sitting in your garage.
If you've got all these riches and wealth in your pockets is bulging, you can buy anything you wish, all you have to do is just go out there and sign a name and you got it,
and they'll deliver it. If you've got all these things and you don't know Jesus Christ, you ain't gotten nothing. Because all these things are going to be gone. But the love of Jesus Christ instills in each and every one of us goes with us throughout eternity. Forever and ever and ever and ever. Eternity you can't comprehend. But that love that Jesus Christ instills within us is worth everything. Use it. There's not a one sitting in here today that would offend anybody intentionally. No, there's not a one, and I believe it. There's not a one of you that would talk bad about the other. No. There's not a lot of us that would knock or condemn the other one for some of the things they do. Well, he drinks, he smokes, he does this, he does that, the other thing. There's not a one of us that would condemn anybody else. There's not. But sometimes we do it. Sometimes we speak not knowing how far it's going to go. Yes. Some little thing you might say about me or your neighbor, I don't like this, I don't like that, something like that. You don't know how far that's going to go. But if we can just look on the situation and say, well, Lord, you be the judge, not me. You forgive them, Lord, because they're going to have to forgive me too. Yes. We're quick to point a finger, but we're slow to point it at ourselves. Christ died that we could have this privilege, that we can come to Him in prayer. That He can clean us up. That He can lead us and guide us. And give us the power to overcome this Satan that's so willing to edge us on into a fight. To forgive us. He gives us the strength and the power to overcome Satan if we but just keep our hand in His hand and allow Him to lead us. Father, we thank You. And we praise You for all Your goodness and Your mercy. We thank You, Lord, for just being our guide. We ask You, Father, to give us more faith. Try us, O Lord, but make us just to lean on You completely. In everything that we do, in all of our travels, in all of our walks, in all of our daily life, give us the strength and the courage to recognize Satan and to stop him in his tracks. Father, we thank You for this great love that You sent to us. For we know, Lord, that without this love we are nothing. Let us love one another, Lord, as you have loved us. As one family, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for each and every one. And Lord, when our brothers or sisters fall, let us help, Lord, to lift them up and not condemn. Help us, O God, that we might be what you would have us to be. For it's in the name of Jesus we ask it. Amen.